Been a while since I've been here, but it's good to be back. It's good to see everyone. I see a lot of new faces I didn't see when I was here before. I don't see a lot of faces I did see when I was here before. But it's good to see everyone that knows the Lord tonight. I appreciate the singing. It was good. And appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that He furnishes us with and helps us with. We know without the Spirit, it's all in vain anyway. But the Spirit's what gives us life. Always has been, always will be. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's still that. He said that over 2,000 years ago, but He's still that. And He's still with us. And if we didn't have the hope that we have in Him, we'd be miserable. I know that because I've been there before. Before I met Him and He called me to repentance, I was miserable. I didn't realize it a lot of times, but I was. But in St. John, the 12th chapter, I'm going to read some and hope you'll pray for me that I'd be able to get out of me and get in Him and give you something that can help us all. Without Jesus, He says, without me, you can do nothing. I found that to be really so. Without Him, I can't do anything. But with Him, we can do some things to help not only ourselves but others too. So you pray for me tonight that I'd be willing to let Him lead. In the 34th verse of the 12th chapter, I'm going to read a little lengthy than that, so you bear with me. In the 33rd verse, it says, this He said, signifying what death He should die. The people answered Him, we have heard out of the law. I better get these on. I can't hold my eyes on these things. We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide Himself from them. But though He had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on Him, that the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Esaias when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So he came to do the will of the Father. And he gave us a message in that. He wants us to do the Father's will. That's the message. But I guess if anything in this that really struck me, they asked a question up here and said, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Who is this Son of Man? Who is this Son of Man? You know, in the beginning, Scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And by him were all things made that was made. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. See, that's where we got light. That's where we got life. It came through Jesus Christ. It went on down to say, just a few verses down, said he came to his own, but his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So it's only anyone that believes in him are the ones that have become his son. Now these people here said he had hardened their heart, that they couldn't believe him, and he had closed their eyes that they couldn't see him, and their ears that they couldn't hear him. They didn't want to hear him. That's the reason he did that. It was unbelief in them that he held back from letting them see and hear him. But anyone that has an open heart, God is ready to speak to you and give you life eternal. And when it comes down to the last item in the scripture, in fact, when it comes down to the last factor, there's one thing, my friend, that it prevails over all the book. And what is that? Eternal life. That's what we're after. Listen, that's what we are looking for. That's what our hope is built on. That's what God has given us in our souls. Listen, our souls is what he's interested in. He's not interested in these bodies. We put a lot of emphasis on these bodies. How we reach out and we try to make them look good and big and beautiful and all those things. And we spend endless hours trying to help this man. But in the end, all of that won't matter. In the end, it'll be about our soul. and our soul, my friend, is the one that will spend eternity either in heaven or in the lake of fire. You say, well, you've preached the whole Bible already. Yeah, that's about it. That's just about it. But there's a lot in between. There's a lot in between. How we walk, how we talk, how we dress, how we treat our neighbor, how we look at God, what kind of attitude we have as we walk day by day. It's important not only to us and others, but God. The Lord knows us, everyone, right down to the very last element that we're made of. He knows us right well. In fact, He has our number. Listen, He wants us to be orchestrated. Listen. I know a lot of folks can make some beautiful sounds when they can play those instruments just right. Boys, it's really soothing to the soul to hear those things. But listen, I want to tell you, my friend, God can put a sound in us that He cares about. Listen, what is He said in the scripture, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You say, well, I can't sing, I can't play an instrument. I'll tell you what, the noise He wants to hear is not necessarily that. The scripture says we know not what to pray for. Listen, but the Spirit maketh intercession through groanings that we can't even utter. That's the music God's looking for. He wants us to acknowledge Him, to praise Him, not praise man. These folks here, my friend, it said a lot of them believed Him, but they wouldn't confess Him. Did you know, except we confess Him, we haven't been saved? The scripture says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, we can believe all day long, but unless we're willing to confess, confess before who? Confess before the congregation, if you will. Confess before the church. The church is God's instrument on this earth. Have our friend to get people to come to Him. We can't come to Him without the church. Without the church, I know the world don't think much of the church. The church don't mean a thing to them. But I'm going to tell you how the power is in the church today. And the church is the body of the living Christ. That's where the power is. It's not in an individual. It's in all of us. We're part of the body. Listen, well, what part are you? I'm the part that it pleased God to put me in. That's the part I am, and that's the part you are. You can't choose and pick what you want to be. God's already done that. He put them in the church as it pleased Him. I know we think we know a lot of things, and I guess we do. And I look at men all over the world, and I see a lot of smart people. How they are full of knowledge. How educated some of them. How listen, and some of them just have have some plain old common sense that outweighs a lot of the educated ones. But regardless of that, my friend, all of it came from God. No matter how smart or how dumb we are, listen, if we've been born again, we belong to Him. Listen, and I'm going to tell you something. He overlooks it for us. He takes care of us. He loves us. My friend, no matter how small or how great, how rich or how poor, listen, we're nothing today within ourselves, but in Him. How we can leap over a wall. We can run through a troop. How we can put 1,000 to flight. Well, how do you know all that? It's in there. That's how I know it. I read it. It's in there. Listen. Where do we get our confidence from? This right here. It don't come any other way. You can't get it from the preacher. You can't get it from the Sunday school teacher. You can't get it from the deacon or even your wife or your husband. It comes from the Word of God. How do you know? The Scripture says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. How piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What more could be known about man? That comes right down to the root of man, don't it? Man thinks he's something. Oh, yeah. You know the best feeling that I've ever had in my life? Old Paul, he told us what it was to him, and it's same to me. He said, I am this day void of offense toward man and God. There ain't no better feeling anywhere in the world than to be without offense toward anyone. Amen. A lot of folks have a lot of the hidden things in their heart. And they put them in there and they mulled over them for years and years. And it's destroying them. But if you want a good feeling, a good, clean feeling. My friend, just repent of that. Be cleared of that. And I'll guarantee you, you'll feel better than you have in your whole life. And then when you get to feeling that way, stay that way. It's a good walk here on this earth. When we don't have an offense toward anyone. I love that. Yes, sir. God gave it to us. He gave it to us freely. Listen, He made us. You know what? Matthew said that Adam was the son of God, didn't he? Yeah. He followed the lineage all the way from Jesus back to God. And the last one he mentioned was Adam, the son of God. Did you know Adam failed God? He was the son of God. He was the very son of God, the epitome of who God wanted man to be. But he failed God, just like you and me have failed God. But aren't you glad Jesus came? That He could take our failures, listen and make something good out of us. What's the good? Born again. That's the good. Born again. How we were sorry, wicked, unrighteous, not fit to be killed. How but Jesus came. How who is this man? How this man is the one. How that saved my soul. And preserve me a place in heaven. Now I love him for it. Yeah, and you ought to too. I believe you do. I know you do if you know him. How for there's no one that's ever been like him. He's different from everyone. What makes him different? He was without sin. Adam was without sin one time. But then he got introduced to sin. And who did that? The devil. The devil knew Adam. He knew Eve. He knew what they were. He knew the weak vessel. And he chose her. Wait a minute now, preacher. I don't like you for saying that. I'm a woman. Well, I can't help that. You are what God made you. But listen, the scripture is plain. It says the woman fell. My friend, she believed the devil. I don't know if the devil talked to Adam, but I got a feeling he did. I believe he talked to Adam a lot before he talked to the woman. But listen, he just wanted somebody to listen to him. And day by day, I believe, he was there. As they walked in the garden, as they picked up the sticks, and kept the garden. Listen, they didn't have a whole lot to do, but I don't believe they got bored. How we get bored, don't we? Because we have to do the same old thing over and over. Listen, you don't have to be. I've got news for you. You don't have to be. Listen, you can enjoy whatever you do. If you do it in the right spirit, in the right attitude, listen, you can enjoy life. And we can enjoy one another. We can look one another in the eye and say, I love you, and really mean that. We don't have to be lying when we say that. We can really mean that. And you know there's something that comes from that. Boy, there's a good feeling just overflows. Not in this man, but in our soul. In our soul. We need to get a handle on our soul. We need to think about him. He's real. Well, I can't see him. No, I can't either. But boy, I know he's there. You know why? Because that's who God works through. In me and in you. And that's what makes God real to us. Without the soul, we're nothing. And God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils. And he became a living soul. That soul's not dead. You say, well, my body's alive too. Yeah, only because God breathed the breath of life into Adam. That's why you're alive. But I'll tell you what, he became something else. God didn't intend to work with that body listen, for eternity. He wanted to put something in man that would last for a long time. That it would last beyond this life. And it was the soul of man. We can't see him. He's not visible. But faith's not either, is it? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Have the evidence of things not seen. That's the way the soul is. We can't even feel him. Listen, until God begins to move in there. Amen. And boy, when he begins to move, we know, Lord, is that you? I believe old Adam and Eve, they had something special. How when the voice of the Lord God came in the cool of the day, walking in the garden. And I believe, boy, they had some more conversation. It had to be pure because they didn't know sin. It had to be about the heavenly things because that's all they knew about. How do you know that? Because that's what God's about. He is heaven. He is our heaven. Listen, and he wants us to understand how much he loves us. And cares for us and wants to see us in heaven. We look for the natural things. Yeah, I hear people all the time say, boy, I'd be glad when I get to heaven. I see all my kinfolk. Well, you might be discouraged when you get there. No, you ain't going to be discouraged. No, you know why? Because you ain't going to have this mind. You're not going to have this body. My friend, you'll have a glorified body. You'll have a mind. That's his mind. We'll be connected with the spirit of all spirits. With God himself. How do you know? Because his son, my friend, is the head of this body, and we're the body. Listen, and we're going to know things and see things that we've never even thought about. We can't even comprehend, not just a little iota of what heaven's going to be like, but it's going to be something grand and glorious. What is it? What is it? The Bible tells about what the whole Word is about. You know what the mystery of the Word is? You find it in Philippians. It tells us what it is. God in us, the hope of glory.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't know what it's going to be like, but old Jack Edwards, he told me one time, I can tell you what heaven's going to be like in one word. I said, well, tell me, brother. I've been waiting to hear that. He said, glory. That's right. Yeah. That's what it's going to be, glory. And you know what? Down here sometimes we get so happy, we shout a little bit. No, sometimes we shout a lot. But you know what? We ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be really something. It's going to be beyond our comprehension. What we have witnessed down here on this earth.
Yeah.
Listen, but we can have a little taste of that, and we have had. I sat right there on that bench not too many years ago in our association meeting, and the Lord let me shout a little bit. You know why? Because the glory came down, and it filled my soul, and I couldn't help myself. I was beside myself because it wasn't me. It was God in me. And I was so happy to feel the glory, it just came out naturally. Supernaturally, I guess I ought to say. Supernaturally. It sure wasn't through this man. It was beyond this man. And when we get there, we really found something worthwhile. We've got what we need, folks. All we need to do is use it. That's it. That's all of it. We've got what we need. What have we got? We've got Jesus. We've got God in us. Jesus said, if I go not away, the Comforter can't come. But if I go away, my Father will send you another Comforter that will lead you and guide you in all the ways of truth and righteousness. When have you ever felt better than when you were doing the will of God? There ain't no place on earth. You know why? Because there ain't no male. There ain't no female. We don't have all these evil thoughts running through our minds. We're clear of all that. We're just God's body. Do you believe that? Amen. We're His body. And when we become His body, all of that is put on the sideline. Amen. And we're just purely spirit, if you'll have it. Spirit? Spirit? Yeah, the Spirit of God. It abides with us. Who? God's people. How the ones that have known Him. How for what He is. And who He is. And brought us together in fellowship and harmony and love of the brethren. We have something special tonight. We've got God with us. The hope of glory. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. That's what I had. It's good. Sure, brother.